This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Heavy clashes continue between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan's second largest city, Ganja, has been shelled by Armenian forces. The Nagorno-Karabakh enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but run by ethnic Armenians. The self-proclaimed authorities there say they hit Ganja's military airport after Azerbaijani forces shelled the region's capital. Azerbaijan says no Ganja military sites were hit. More than 220 people have died since clashes began a week ago. Armenia and Azerbaijan went to war over the enclave in 1988, eventually declaring a ceasefire. However, they have never reached a settlement over the dispute. Earlier this week, Armenia said it stood ready to engage with mediators from France, Russia, and the U.S., trying to agree on a ceasefire. At least two people have died and up to 20 are still missing after a power storm in southeastern France and northwestern Italy. Named Alex, the storm brought fierce winds and torrential rain. A number of villages north of Nice in France suffered serious damage from floods and landslides, with roads, bridges, and homes destroyed. And in Italy, a section of a bridge over the Cesnia River collapsed. In northwestern Italy, flooding was described as historic. And world record holder Eliud Kipchoge was beaten in the London Marathon as Shura Kitata sprinted to the finish, claiming an unexpected victory. Four-time winner Kipchoge, a Kenyan, was the favorite, but fell behind with just two laps to go and finished eighth. Ethiopian Kitata pushed ahead of Kenya's Vincent Kipchoge on the home stretch to finish in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 41 seconds. And Brigitte Kosgei, yet another Kenyan, defended her title. She holds the women's world record.